This is episode 1857 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you discover a meditation technique you can do on the go or in your meditation ritual today. And that is the theme of this week's series. It's all about meditation techniques you can do when you are right smack in the midst of your most stressful moments. And that's often when you need these techniques the most. Your meditation techniques are not just reserved for your time seated in your meditation chair or on your meditation cushion. When you take these techniques and weave them into the busy, stressful moments of your days, you will begin to notice you respond so much better to stress. In fact, what you do is pretty significant. You actually create new neural pathways in your brain. This is the final episode of our 7-part series of Stress on the Go. And in the final episode of each series, I share with you a reflection meditation technique that is what I believe to be one of the most powerful ways you can begin to become aware of stress in your life. It all starts with awareness. It's so common to feel numbed out to emotions and to stress and to distractions. You may find that distractions and even overwhelm is a way to soothe yourself when you are experiencing stress. So you may make a habit out of distraction. You may find yourself Googling the day's news or looking at text messages or checking email or even looking at certain YouTube videos or television or any other addiction, including substance addictions, that help you feel as though you're relieving stress. It makes you feel comforted because you've trained yourself to feel this way when you do these certain activities. So you've attached meaning in your brain. Meditation can help you reverse that by allowing you, when you're under stress, to access the critical thinking part of your brain at your frontal lobes instead of the fight or flight stress reaction of your, what we often refer to, your lizard or reptile brain. And so you actually pull from a different part of your brain when you do meditation techniques. So doing these consistently every day for even a short amount of time, even a few minutes, you will notice yourself begin to respond differently to stress. I will warn you though, when you do a technique such as meditation to help you overcome something, especially addictions or stress, that you may be habitually doing throughout your days, you can find that when you do something peaceful like meditate or do a stress relief technique, you may even feel more agitated. And this may make you feel like, oh, I'm definitely not cut out for meditation. I feel even more anger or even more anxiety or more irritation. And this is natural. It's because honestly, anything you would do to help improve any kind of addiction or habit you want to break, it's going to make you feel a little on edge because you are rewiring your brain, so to speak. So this is uncomfortable. It's much easier to do what you already feel as a comfort type of reaction in distracting yourself or whatever you do. So when you substitute these calming techniques, it may not feel so calm initially. I want to warn you of this because I've seen too many people give up on their meditation or stress relief technique before they allow themselves to see results. So do this consistently for at least 2 weeks every day. Just give it 2 weeks, even for a few minutes a day. And if you miss a few days, don't worry, just get back on track. It's better to do these techniques for shorter amounts of time, even if you're not sitting down to meditate yet. Honor where you are on this journey. Just become cognizant throughout the day. Oh, I'm going to take a few moments to do this breathing technique or to repeat this affirmation or to just sit still and maybe even sip some tea. This will help you get used to what it feels like to feel relaxed. You may have forgotten that. It's easy to forget, especially when stimulants and distraction is overpowering to your nervous system. So give yourself consistency, even for shorter amounts of time, rather than meditating or doing these techniques infrequently for longer periods of time. The consistency is the key. This is how you change any habit. So this is what I encourage you to keep on doing. So in the final episode of our series, right now, you have important work to do. You are going to celebrate yourself and all you've done. Even if you're just joining us, you can still do this technique. As you settle yourself down, reflect back over your week and think about your big wins. Those times when you noticed a difference when you did a meditation technique, or even when you just stopped to notice, oh, you know, I noticed that when I walk by this shop, I feel really agitated. And I think it's because I remember having an argument with someone there, or something that may trigger your stress. Or maybe when you were at work, you noticed that right before you get ready to do a project, you check your emails and you Google something because you find that this helps you get into the flow or the rhythm of work. And this actually just distracts your brain and prevents you from focusing. It actually does the opposite of what you want it to do. Just the awareness of noticing different habits you have that lead to stress is a big win. So reflect back over the week, your big wins, and celebrate. Allow yourself to feel this joy within yourself. And also reflect on what was difficult, what didn't work. And no judgment, no guilt, no shame. Just notice, because remember, it's the awareness that will keep you on track, that will allow you to notice patterns that you can avoid, so you can create boundaries so that you can better manage stress on the go. I have so enjoyed sharing this meditation episode and series with you. Settle yourself down now and reward yourself by reflecting over your week. You are so worth slowing down for.